The bakers of Weber's Bread present your all-star Western theater. Drifting along, singing a song. From Hollywood comes your all-star Western theater, starring America's great Western singers, Foy Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage, with songs and a story of the West. My name is Cottonseed Clark, and here are the Riders of the Purple Sage.
I'm a long way from home, and that blue mountain dome, till I hear the echoes from the hills, and that sweet Lily Bell, my little hillbilly gal, calling in the echoes from the hills. When I let my pappy spend, now don't do nothing wrong, I recall my mammy saying, sonny, don't be lone. So I know that someday I'll be wending my way back among the echoes from the hills.
Sometimes I wonder why I have to roam. Somehow my thoughts are traveling way back home. I miss the hills, the old folks, and my little sister Lou. I wonder if they miss me too.
I'm a long way from home, and that blue mountain dome, till I hear the echoes from the hills, and the sweet lily bell, my little hillbilly gal, calling in the echoes from the hills. When I left my pappy said, now don't do nothing wrong, I recall my mammy saying, sonny, don't be long. So I know that someday I'll be wending my way back among the echoes from the hills.
Riders of the Purple Sage thought perhaps you'd like for them to go away back into their saddlebag of Western heart songs and come up with an old-time favorite of yours that would bring back a few pleasant memories to you all. So let's listen to the boys sing Little Coquette. Once more and join the Riders of the Purple Sage in their regular weekly adventure on your all-star Western theater.
Drifting along, singing a song under a western moon.
Yeah, here they come. Four Willing, Al Sloy, and Jimmy Dean, the riders of the Purple Sage. The boys are on their way to the Barcade Dude Ranch to put on a special Western musical show to advertise the place. And to help them along, they have enlisted the services of their old friend, Ken Card. Now, what do you say we ride on ahead of the boys, looking at the Barcade Ranch and see what's in store for them? Here's Dad Kilgore, owner of the Barcade, and his twin daughters, Elda and Nelda. And believe me, they're as much alike as two peas in a pod. You know, this could be a heck of a lot of fun. Let's see what's going on.
I'm telling you, girls, it don't make sense. I and this gang of guitar pickers to put on a show. Besides, we got all the customers we can accommodate on the Dude Ranch now.
But Daddy, that isn't the idea. We want to keep our customers happy so they'll come back again next year.
Yeah.
And besides, this place can use a little entertainment.
Yeah, but paying $500 for it is carrying things a shade too far.
Oh, Daddy, you're just old-fashioned.
I'm just old-fashioned enough to want to keep some of the money I've made. So I won't have to get out and work to make more.
Just wait till you see this show. You'll change your mind.
Yeah, probably go out of my mind.
Just look at their photos, Daddy. They're just like I pictured them.
Bah!
Well, look at them, Daddy. You said you liked them on the radio.
Yeah, but I don't like them $500 worth. Which one is that?
That's Jimmy Dean.
He's running like a cow eating ice.
Oh, I think he's very handsome. And this is Al Sloan.
Now, that's my idea of what a Missouri mule should look like.
You ought to be ashamed.
I take it this character here is Foy Willing.
That's right. Isn't he cute?
You know what he reminds me of?
No, what?
Did you ever see a gopher sticking his head out of a hole?
If you see them and hear their show, you'll change your mind about them.
Say. Say, daughter, who's this a picture of?
Oh, that's a boy they're bringing with them. His name is Ken Card.
Ken Card. Now, that's what I call an intelligent, honest, upright-looking young man.
Well, they should be getting here most any time now.
They don't have to rush on account of me.
Right now, I must rush upstairs and get dressed. I want to look my very best.
Ah.
And that isn't any too good. Just leave the riders of the Purple Sage to your twin sister. Oh, leave nothing to my twin sister.
Ah.
In that case, it's every girl for herself.
Well, boys, there's the Barcade Ranch.
Yes, sir, and I'll bet it's loaded with dudes by the dozen.
Say, I'll bet that big red barn over there is where we'll do our show.
More than likely. Ken, what do you think of this layout?
Well, the last time I played in the barn, the place was filled to capacity. Loaded to the rafters.
Well, did the folks like your act, Ken? Did they applaud you?
Why, the applause sounded something like a worm crawling over a Persian rug with rubber boots on it.
Well, boys, here we are.
And look who's coming out of the house.
Man, oh, man, I can see right now this is the place for me.
Oh, boy.
Hello there. We've been expecting you.
Well, the expected has arrived, ma'am.
I'm Nelda Kilgore. It's so good to have you with us.
Thank you, ma'am. I'm Foy Willing. This is Al and Jimmy.
Howdy, ma'am.
And this is Ken Card.
Howdy doody.
We're all looking forward to a big show and a grand time tonight.
Well, we'll do our best to put on a good show, Miss Nelda. And as for the grand time, say, what are you doing right after the show?
Oh, we'll discuss that later. Right now, how would a big plate of fried chicken appeal to you?
Oh, well, if it won't put you out of the way any, I might gnaw on a gizzard for a while. I'm crazy about gizzards.
Well, I'll see that you get plenty of them, Ken. Well, first let's go in. I want you to meet my father. Daddy, I want you to meet the riders of the Purple Sage. This is Foy Willing, Al Slowey, and Jimmy Dean.
Howdy.
Howdy, Mr. McGuire.
And this is Ken Card.
Mr. Card, this is a real pleasure.
Well, thank you, sir. Now, may I have my hand back?
Yes. Well, if you boys will just make yourselves at home, I'll see if dinner is ready.
Thank you.
I won't be long.
Well, Mr. Kilgore, how's business?
Good.
How do you like being in the Dude Ranch business?
Fine.
Say, I'll bet it's a lot different to cattle ranching.
It is.
Are you feeling all right, Mr. Kilgore?
Never felt better in my life, Card, my boy. You're looking the picture of health.
Take another look.
It's nice weather we've been having.
What's good about it?
Well, that is,
Willing, I've been wanting to ask you something.
Yes, sir, Mr. Kilgore. What was it?
Did you ever see a gopher sticking his head out of a hole?
Well, I don't ever recall seeing one, sir.
Well, the next time you shave, remember I asked the question.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Codd, Kenneth, my boy, how would you like to join me in a little tour of the ranch?
Fine, sir. Now, I'd like that myself, that is, if it's all right with you, Mr. Kilgore.
It might not be safe, Mr. Slowey.
Well, I don't understand, sir.
I take it you're from Missouri?
Why, sure am. How did you know?
I'm never wrong. Mr. Dean, if you need some ice to eat, you'll find the icebox full of it. Come on, Mr. Codd, my boy, let's be off.
I'll see you somewhere later.
I'm never wrong in my calculations about human race, Mr.
Yes, sir.
Say, you know
old...
it's rougher. He's rougher than a fresh set on cats.
You're just not a whooping. That old boy is really rough.
I tell you, while we're waiting to eat, I think I'll go down to the barn to see if the horse has been cared for.
Now, that's a good idea.
Yeah, well, I won't be long.
I wonder where the gal got off to.
Well, I guess she's turning the chicken over.
Oh, here she comes now.
Man alive. She sure is pretty.
You don't have to tell me which one is which. Your boy, Willing, and your Al Sloan.
What a memory. She's gone 2 minutes and she still knows it.
You think you know who I am, but you don't.
Look, ma'am, are you feeling well?
Must have got mixed up with the fried chicken.
I know the Kilgore.
You don't say.
And I suppose that was your twin sister that just left here.
That's right.
You mean there's two of you?
That's right. Nelda and Elda, we're twins.
Well, cast me out to sea and call me Drifty. We're getting somewhere now. There's one of these.
Say, well, where is Elda, Nelda?
I'm Elda. She's Nelda.
Well, who's the eldest, Elda or Nelda?
I'm Elda, and Nelda is elder than Elda by about 2 minutes.
Oh, uh-huh. Well, here she comes now.
Well, I see you've met my sister. What do you think of her?
Same as you.
How's the fried chicken come along, Nelda?
Well, where's Jimmy, Dad, and Ken?
Oh, they'll be back soon.
Well, then we'd better start eating. It isn't too long until showtime. Come right this way, boys.
Man, oh, man, this fried chicken is really scrumptious.
You ain't telling no lie. Say, here comes old Dean.
Well, I got the horses all put away and fed and... Say... What's going on here?
Oh, Jimmy, this is Nelda's twin sister, Elda.
Say, this is something. Can't tell you two apart, and one's just as pretty as the other.
Thank you, Jimmy. That's nice of you.
And don't go making eyes at either one of them, because I've already spoken for Nelda.
Yeah, and Elda and me are just like this.
You didn't happen to be triplets, did you?
No, we're sorry.
You're sorry? Well, where does that get me?
Now, wait a minute. Just take it easy, Dean. We saw him first.
And I had to go put the horses in.
Oh, here comes Daddy and Ken.
What do you say, son? I sure appreciate that little drink you gave me, Mr. Kilroy.
Yes, always like to have my friend sample my private stock.
Come in, Ken. The fried chicken is fine.
Well, howdy, Miss Miller. I'm sure. Oh, my. I'm already seeing things.
What do you mean, Ken, old man?
That little tally of yours. Huh? I'm seeing double. The last time I...
Wait a minute, Ken. Just take it easy. This is Elda. Nelda's twin sister.
You know, for a minute there, I thought I was a goner.
Don't go making no eyes at either one of them. They're both spoke for.
Well, maybe if I went back and sampled that private stock again, Mr. Kilgore, we can stir up a couple more for Dean and me.
Great sense of humor you have, Codd. You're a Codd.
And I'm proud of it, sir. Ace high.
One of you girls get Mr. Dean a bowl of ice.
Ice?
Yes, I want to see you eat it. By the way, Mr. Slowey, I saw an old friend of yours down at the barn.
An old friend of mine?
Yes. You said you were from Missouri, didn't you?
Yeah.
Daddy, you should be ashamed.
Say, we'd better hurry. It's getting close to showtime.
It sure is. And Mr. Willing, suppose you'll have more self-confidence in your work. I wouldn't shave until after the show if I were you.
Nicaragua is a beautiful town. You buy a hacienda for a few pesos down. You give it to the lady you are trying to win. But her papa doesn't let you come in. Managua, Nicaragua is a heavenly place. You ask a senorita for a little embrace. She answered you, come.
Nicaragua, Samba, Bamburrito. In Managua, Nicaragua, that's no. I have been to many tropic ports. I might include even Brooklyn. If you're ever feeling out of sorts, I'd like to recommend a look in Managua, Nicaragua. What a wonderful spot. There's coffee and bananas and a temperature hot. So take a trip and on a ship go sailing away across the agua to Managua, Nicaragua. Ole, ole,
ole,
ole, ole. Across the agua
to Managua,
Nicaragua. Ole.
Thank you, folks. Thank you a lot. It sure is nice being here on the Barkay Ranch to entertain you folks. And we want to thank Mr. Kilgore and his twin daughters for inviting us.
I had nothing to do with it.
We hope you folks won't forget the Barkay. It's one of the finest dude ranches we've ever seen. And we know that you'll tell your friends about it.
That's the first sensible thing you've said, young man.
Daddy, be quiet.
Shut up.
And now let's welcome a fine little fellow that you folks have been hearing on the network a lot of the past year. And here he comes, the Billy with the red bow tie, Ken Card.
Well, thank you, boy, and hi, your friends.
Say, Ken, I've been wanting to ask you a question. Are you married?
No, I'm still making my own living.
Well, do you have a girl? You have a girl, don't you?
I sure do, Foy. You know, I'll never forget the night I met her. It was love at first sight. She's really a sight, too. I went over to this great big dance, walked in the floor, and there she was, sitting over there on a great big sofa. I walked over to her. I said, "What do you say? Would you like to dance this next one?" She said, "I sure would." And I said, "Well, go ahead. I want to lay down." About 10 minutes later, another great big hefty walked over to me. About 280 pounds. She says, "What do you say? We have this next dance." I said, "It's all right with me." I gave her my arm. She almost broke it. We danced around a little bit. Finally, she got me in one of them jitterbug contests. We only danced almost 3 minutes. We were almost disqualified. One of my feet touched the floor. Finally, the music stopped. The feller walked over and gave us a great big silver cup.
You mean that you won first prize?
That's right. It was an accident, though. My garter got caught in her earring. Well, friends, I reckon I like to play a little something on the banjo. And so here we go with Bye Bye Blues.
This ain't getting us anywhere. We come here to spend one night and to do one show, and we've been here 4 days.
Oh, Dean, quit grouching.
Yeah, what better place is it to take a vacation?
Vacation, me eye. It's them twins. You two guys have been with them every doggone minute of the day. At night, too, until the old man run you off.
Well, what's wrong with that? I like Elda.
No, you mean Nelda. Elda's mine.
Elda, Nelda, what difference does it make?
You know, Foy, there's something that's been worrying me.
Well, what's that, Ken?
Well, when you're out with one of them girls and you decide you want to kiss her, and you're in doubt about which she is, what do you do?
Why, give her the benefit of the doubt.
Well, that's about as good of an answer as any.
Well, what are we going to do, spend the rest of our lives here?
You know, I'm thinking mighty serious about it.
Yeah, me too. Are you kidding?
Well, I'm sure not, Dean. You know, I'm plumb overboard about Elda.
Nelda?
Yeah, Nelda. Besides, old man Kilgore's beginning to warm up now. You know, he even acts like he might like us.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm giving you till morning to make up your mind, because old Dean is going to take off from here like a scalded dog.
Now, look, girls, I want to talk to you about those boys.
Yes, Daddy. What would you like to know about them?
I don't want to be narrow-minded about how late these two boys stay here at night, but I wish you'd tell them to quit taking the morning paper when they leave.
Oh, they're awfully nice boys, Daddy. Especially Al.
Yeah. But does he know how to say goodnight?
I'll say he does.
Surely you didn't tell him that you loved him.
Oh, no, Daddy. He had to squeeze it out of me.
I'll tell you right now, I don't stand for any kissing.
I don't either, Daddy.
I'm glad to hear that.
I always sit down.
I'm glad you do. What?
Daddy, now don't be old-fashioned. Oh, now we've got to get ready. The boys will be here soon.
The boys? Ah!
Are you and Ken Card going to play dominoes tonight?
I don't know, honey. I became very disappointed in Ken Card today.
How's that?
He found 3 empty milk bottles out back of the barn in the grass. And he came running in here to tell me that he'd found a cow's nest.
Look, Nelda, honey. How about you and me maybe having one little kiss?
Well, I suppose one kiss wouldn't hurt. Here. Mm, that was so sweet. Oh, tell me, Foy, where'd you learn to kiss like that?
Well, I used to be a vacuum cleaner salesman.
Daddy wouldn't like that kiss you gave me.
Oh, you tell your daddy not to worry. I ain't going to give it to him. Say, Nelda, honey, did you ever consider getting married?
Oh, I'm never going to marry.
Yeah, that's what they all say. But they're still building schoolhouses.
Well, what do you two want?
Well, it's about your daughter.
Speak up. Anything you say to my daughter, you can say to me.
Oh, will you marry me?
What?
It's like this, Mr. Kilgore. Nelda and me, Elda, that is, she promised to marry me.
Well, what do you expect hanging around here every night? A medal?
Well,
how do you know she wants to marry you?
Well, sir, she gave me her lips, and then she gave me her heart, and now I want her hand.
What are you doing, piecework?
Now, what do you think, sir, about us getting married, I mean?
Leave your name and address, and if nothing better shows up, I'll let you know.
Yes, sir.
Don't call us. I'll call you.
Well, it looks like we ain't getting to first base with your old man.
Well, you can't say Al and I didn't try.
Yeah, he acted like a little lamb.
A little lamb? What'd he say?
Bah!
Why don't you boys get jobs nearby? And perhaps sooner or later, we can win them over.
Say, that's not a bad idea.
What do you think, Elda? Oh, I think it's a wonderful idea, Nelda.
I tell you what, old Dean and Ken are getting pretty restless. We'll talk it over with them.
Yeah, I wonder where they are now. I haven't seen either one of them in several hours.
To save their hides. Believe me, I know how to do it.
But you'd better do something desperate. When a man is in love, he won't listen to reason. I ought to know.
Well, I know what to do. I'll break it up quick. Come on, let's go.
Where are we going?
Well, they're over at the house now with the girls. We're going over and throw a bomb into the fireworks.
Just leave everything to me.
Then Dean and Ken, then we'll see you girls every night.
Oh, isn't it wonderful, Elda? It sure is.
Speak of the devil, here he comes.
Hey, I've been looking all over for you fellas.
What's on your mind, Dean?
Well, I got a message from the girls.
The girls?
What girls?
Well, those two girls from Temple City, Trudy and Prudy. Yeah, they said if you two guys went back by tomorrow night, the wedding was off.
What was that?
Now, looky here, Nelda. Just wait a minute.
Yeah, well, the old man also said you promised to marry his daughters, and he wasn't going to lose this opportunity of getting rid of them.
Get out of here. Both of you. And never come back.
Now, listen to reason, Nelda.
Hand me that flower pot, Elda. I'll bash his head in.
Now, look out, girl. See,
Riders of the Purple Sage. Heard with our singing stars in today's story were Miss Helen Gerald as both Elda and Nelda the twins. Joe Forte was Dad Kilgore. Ken Card is himself. The Riders of the Purple Sage will be back in a few moments. Of the West, from out of the West, with another of your favorite songs of the West. America's great Western singing stars, Foy Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage, sing Cowboy's Heaven.
Oh, Pete and I will be there.
Cowboy's Heaven.
Tonight I'm a tired, weary cowboy. I've been saddle all day, searching the hills and the valleys for cattle that stray away. Old Pain is tired and leg weary. His feet are broken and sore, but someday our work will be over, and we'll ride on that other shore. Seems sometimes maybe they see us.
Another pleasant meeting with you folks. And don't forget, we'll be looking to have you over again next week. Until then, this is Foy Willing speaking for Al Sloy, Jimmy Dean, and all of the Riders of the Purple Sage, saying so long and good luck to you all.
You've heard your all-star Western theater, a V.M. Bear production starring America's great Western singers, Foy Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage, now appearing in Republic's all-color Western, The Last Frontier Uprising. My name is Cotton C. Clark, inviting you to be with us again next week for your all-star Western theater.